Welcome to The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher on Iowa Catholic Radio. Every Wednesday, diving deep in the truth of the Catholic Church and restoring all things in Christ. The Uncommon Good, live from the Mercy Live Up Studio.
Uncommon Good is on the air. I'm Bo Bonner.
I'm Dr. Bud Maher.
We are coming to you live, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming live on iowacatholicradio.com and the Iowa Catholic Radio app, brought to us by Blessman Ministries and People's Abstract Company. We are coming to you from the Mercy Live Up Studio here in the heart of Des Moines, Iowa. Bud, Christmas, Akya or Nish Nish?
Akya. It was a wonderful Christmas. I love being back in the Big O, Omaha, God's kingdom on earth. Well, that might be a stretch, but mostly being with
family. It's not the 90s anymore, bud.
Celebrating and worshiping with family members, being together. It was great.
Yep. Got to go back to Kansas and Oklahoma and see both my wife's family and my family. And so it's wonderful, though, to be back in Des Moines and be with all of you today. We are brought to you, as always, by Mercy College of Health Sciences, who underwrites our show where Bud and I work, and also employs us, allows us to feed our children, all those wonderful things. But this time of year, you know, we just got done having the break. Students have a little bit more time before they come back, but it is coming soon.
Yeah, we have a bit of a downtime right now, so campus feels a little sad, sort of ghost town-ishy. But things are about to pick up really soon. I know you and I have a lot of students, thanks be to God, that will be in our classes this year. But also, there's still time. If you're looking to enroll or to start a new degree program, talk to the wonderful folks down at Mercy College. I know Heather, for instance, in the admissions office would be willing to help you out. We're on like a three-semester track at Mercy.
That's so right. So if the spring is coming up too fast, yeah, we also have summer, mchs.edu. Mercy College, wonderful. Thank you for underwriting our show, but also a wonderful place to work. We also want to thank Cartridge World, Joe down at Cartridge World, for all the wonderful things they do for the community, but yet again underwrites our show and makes us have the capacity and the possibility to speak with you good folks every Wednesday.
So if you need printing supplies for maybe your thank you notes after for the Christmas gifts that you received, or if you're like me and Bo and you're still working on, well, not Bo and I are not working on Christmas cards together, but as families working, getting on your Christmas cards, Christmas greetings out to friends and family.
I think I'm still like writing stuff about like Halloween at this point.
Maybe you're waiting on that Halloween or Thanksgiving message from Bo. Cartridge World has what you need, has your printing supplies. I know Joe down there will be able to help you out find what you need.
801 73rd Street in Windsor Heights, 515-564-7400. And Cartridge World, like we always have pointed out, is committed to recycling and environmentally friendly printing. Today on the show, again coming from you to you from Mercy Live Up Studios, we have a very special guest. I consider him a friend, but he's a very close friend with Bud from your time in St. Louis, Bud. So how about you introduce the big guy?
So when I was living in St. Louis, I went to Mass with Steve Wickmer, a good friend of mine. Steve, his day job is he's in the legal profession. Recently, he's kicked off a podcast called The Catholic Movie Guy. And Steve started this podcast as a way to help Catholics think about how we watch movies, what we glean from them. To me, I think of the verse from Scripture that says that the followers of Christ are called to be in the world, but not of the world. So as we're waiting for the return of our Savior, we can't just withdraw from the culture. We have to engage the culture, but we have to do so with wisdom. And so Steve Wickmer, Catholic movie guy, he gives some tips in that regard. And I know, you know, this time of year, there's always some big movies coming out. This go around, we've got, for instance, the new Star Wars film.
What's the Star Wars? I'm kidding. I know what it is.
What's the Star Wars you speak of?
Yeah.
Martin Scorsese is releasing a film about Catholic missionaries in Japan during a particularly difficult time for Catholics in that part of the world. And so I just think about that with these movies. Those could be, you know, like just to walk up to your uncle and say, could I talk to you about Jesus? That might be kind of awkward, but he may have seen Star Wars Rogue One, and you could have a conversation about themes in that movie. It might even be a means of evangelization as you interact with friends and family this time of year.
That's what, yeah. So Silence, the Scorsese film you're talking about, very much so. I know Arrival, has a lot of themes that it can easily, go into these conversations. But, Even beyond that, what I can guarantee you is this discussion with Steve is going to be a lot of fun. Steve is a great guy. I hope we get to go on his show and cause him some trouble. I know he'll have some holy fun causing us trouble as well. So you want to stick around. It's going to be a great time. We will be back in about a minute. This is The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher, and we are going to have Steve Wickmer, the Catholic movie guy. That's his podcast.
Thank you, People's Abstract Company, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Locally owned, statewide abstract and People's Abstract Company provide abstracting and title services in all 99 counties in Iowa. People's Abstract is your Polk County preferred abstractor. Both statewide and People's are able to provide all of your abstracting and title servicing needs within the state of Iowa. 515-244-6119 or online at thetitleresourcenetwork.com. That's thetitleresourcenetwork.com.
Keeping Christ in Christmas this Advent season is a blessing. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and flowers from Bozen's during the Advent season is a great blessing, and the season of giving doesn't end on Christmas Day. They begin. Since 1923, Bozen's has been blessed to participate in 94 consecutive seasons of giving in Iowa. For all your special occasions, or just because, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com. For the 94th year in a row, Merry Christmas from Bozen the Florist.
Welcome back to The Uncommon Good with Bo and Bud. We have a wonderful guest that we want to introduce to you today. Bud, he's you know him even better than I do, so I'm going to let you let him into the ring here.
Yeah, we're here today with Steve Wickmer, who's a good friend of mine. He's a lawyer in St. Louis, where he lives with his wife, Sarah, and their three children. He's also the godfather of my son, Dominic, so it's cool to have him on the show in that regard. But on top of his work in the legal profession, Steve has recently established a podcast, CatholicMovieGuy.com. So it's a podcast, I'm going to let Steve talk about it, but dedicated to a Catholic engagement with film. Steve, to start off with, Catholic Movie Guy, sort of a pretentious title.
Yeah,
I mean,
the man.
The Catholic Movie Guy.
Yes, a pretentious title for a pretentious man. So, yeah, it fits. Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to call it that. I was actually going to call it, I don't even remember, something like Catholics Like Movies Too, something very not pretentious, but then somebody's like, no, that's terrible. So I looked it up and nobody had taken it, so I said, okay, me first.
So out of humility, yeah. Out of humility, you called yourself the Catholic.
Absolutely, I was forced into it.
And Steve, I know you've got a busy life between your firm and then, you know, being the father of three children. What was the inspiration for starting this podcast?
Well, I mean, Cliff Notes summary. First, we had a book club, and then we decided that books were too hard for people with kids. So then we had a movie club. And as part of this movie club, we'd have great discussions. And I love podcasts, and I thought, you know, I'd like to get discussions of these movies from a Catholic perspective. So I looked for a Catholic movie review type podcast, and there just wasn't any. So I said, well, I guess I have to do it. You know, I mean, I'm a big fan of art generally, and you know, I know that we're supposed to be, you know, not of the world, but we are in the world, and art is a medium of culture, and good art isn't just entertainment, although that's great too, of course. It's also, you know, a means of communicating truth and beauty and goodness. So I wanted to watch movies, not necessarily Catholic movies, although those are great too, and I'm sure I'll talk about that, and I have on the podcast, but just movies generally from a Catholic perspective.
Now, this is wonderful. I think sometimes when people hear, you know, our show, The Uncommon Good, they think it's going to be just laundry lists of political points, and we would quickly be off the air if that's what we did. But I think one of the things that's nice about having people like you on, Steve, is to point out the sort of larger way in which we can talk about the common good and social teaching. And like you said, art very specifically has social ramifications, and not just, you know, because it's sort of like the water we swim in. We all make movie references and things like this. But there's a way in which if you look at particular movies and what's popular, it really does say a lot about what our culture is up to at the current moment and what that might mean for Catholics who need to respond to fellow citizens wherever they might be.
Right. Like, I mean, we're, you know, it's not just, I'm not looking at it like maybe like a Jack Chick would, God rest his soul. But it is a means of evangelization if you have a common set of references and a common language with people. But also, I think that I mean, I've watched many movies that people would not consider Catholic movies that by thinking about them in a Catholic way deepens not only my appreciation for art, but also my understanding of the faith.
So with that in mind, has there been any films recently that you could give the listeners sort of a taste of the show in terms of a film that's moved you or that you think could be, I don't know if I'd say important, but like a source of reflection for Catholics?
Well, you know, one of the new movies that came out, Hacksaw Ridge, is very directly relevant because it's about a conscientious objector in World War II. Another film that recently came out that everybody's talking about is Arrival, which stars Amy Adams and is about, you know, communicating with an alien race. And that made me think of Interstellar, which I think you guys have both seen that. Yeah. That's an older one.
Yeah, that's the one where, like, Matthew McConaughey is like in, like, he's not in high school, but everyone else is, and it's the 70s. No, I'm joking. Anyway, I've seen Interstellar, yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you're dead on. That's, that's exactly right. Well, that's a different, that probably isn't going to make the podcast.
Yeah, good.
But, yeah, Interstellar is a movie that I really enjoyed, and I don't know if you guys enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, I did. It was a troop, a long haul. But yeah, no, one of the most, my friends and I watched it and we talked about it a lot, and I think that's exactly the sort of movie that you're wanting to focus on.
Exactly, and I know people that really dislike the movie, and I think there are entire websites dedicated to the plot holes, you know, and I don't know anything about theoretical physics or anything like that, but it's a movie that really does encourage discussion and that touches on themes of, you know, life beyond Earth or, you know, in a sense, even eternal life. And so I think it's very fertile ground for discussion.
So this is The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner. I'm Dr. Bud Maher. And we're here again today with Steve Wickmer, who practices law, but also has started CatholicMovieGuide.com, a podcast that discusses film from a Catholic perspective. Steve, since we have you, just real briefly, if we could cut in on the interview a bit, what do you think about your firm underwriting the show? trying to break into the St. Louis market.
That's like a high-pressure situation, but...
You know, honestly, I wouldn't even feel right about it because I'm such a fan. I feel too connected.
Oh, yeah.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, we feel the same way about giving money to you.
Exactly. I don't want to ruin the purity of my fandom by paying, you know? That's what I think.
So recently we interviewed Lila Lawler, who talked about... the public nature of the family. And one thing I really like about the podcast is that you have some recurring characters in the true sense of the word. So you've got the bit with Sarah. What is it? Did my wife like it?
Yeah. Did my wife like it?
Those are substantive conversations.
Very much so. You know, and it's hard, as you know, with great moments in Catholic history, it's hard to come up with fresh material for your recurring bits. and I'm not comparing mine to that because that is great. In fact, I wanted to do a podcast just on the great moments in Catholic history so far and evaluate the relative acting chops of both of you or narration chops.
Oh, God.
You know, one thing that you'll sometimes see in films, not to throw you on the bus, you know, in a public manner, but sometimes like a supporting character steals the show. Do you worry about that all with the Tin Man?
Oh, no, no. That's the entire purpose of the show is like, I take credit for it, but I put the Tin Man on to steal the show because he's like every aspect of my personality without any filter. And I think that's essential for a successful show.
Well, okay. To try to rope this back just a little bit. So Interstellar, one of the things I think is interesting about Interstellar, but then also talking about Arrival, you know, we talk about that movies can be the bellwether for sort of what society is thinking about. Why do you think there's so many movies, you know, nowadays? I mean, we're a little bit over the zombies and vampire phase, not completely, but like, not like it was, but it really does seem like we are really turning outward and we're talking about, like, how do we get out of here? And Interstellar, I think, is a very, like you said, mindful way to talk about these things. What does it mean that we've exhausted our resources? What does it mean, like you said, to have life beyond the way that we conceive it? What do you think that is saying about the culture now, that Interstellar, that people will literally watch over a three-hour movie about this when they can't, you know, be bothered to pay attention to something else for 5 minutes?
Right. Well, I think, you know, it all goes back to St. Augustine saying our hearts are restless until they rest in you. I think that we're living in a in a culture that is largely without God. And if you take away God, then you kind of take away the sense of understanding eternity. And so people are searching for some way to reconcile that longing in their heart with what they think the world is from a scientific perspective. And I, you know, Interstellar has scientific problems because it's not really, I don't think that is satisfactory. But I do think that the people are just trying to see some way out of material existence is all there is. So we're going, instead of looking to heaven or to religion or whatever, people are looking to other worlds or other dimensions or wormholes or alien races. I mean, in Arrival, which I know you haven't seen, I don't want to spoil it, but basically this alien race is imparting information to humans in a way that God, you know, has and that God would. And it seems, you know, just like a stand-in for the divine. And I think that's at the base of a lot of this.
So, Steve, this is Bud again. You already sort of hinted at this idea, but I want to – so Interstellar, for those who haven't seen it, it's humanity looking to, continue the human race and human life on another planet. And part of NASA's goal, if I remember correctly, is that they've frozen embryos on the spaceship that's sent out into outer space. That's just a little context, but I'm curious to put you on the spot a bit, Steve. So, like, in the film, how would you interpret the conclusion? Is the film open to transcendence, or do you think it just expresses the longing for God, but still remains within this closed universe? And, you know, when Catholics might leave the theater or turn off their DVD player, I mean, how does that kind of idea sit with them, or what do we make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the movie definitely evidences or points toward transcendence, but as to a particular theological vision, I don't think it's there, and I don't think it has to be. And I think that's where it comes to the good Catholic viewer to kind of, you know, have formed your conscience and your understanding so that you can deal with ambiguous material like that and perhaps provide a framework within the faith to talk to others and to understand it yourself, even when the movie isn't clear about, you know, what it's trying to say.
This is The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Bud Maher. We're talking with Steve Wickmer, the Catholic movie guy. Another movie, again, a little bit earlier, but do you remember Prometheus? Did you watch that?
You know, I knew you were going to do this to me, Mr. Bonner.
Yeah.
No, I have not seen it. I am familiar with it.
Okay, well, not to bring up too much about it, like, you know, one of the other things we're obsessed with, which I think if you want to talk about that instead, we're really into prequels or, like, revamping movies. And part of this, I think, is, like, nostalgia. Like, our age group that grew up in the 90s is all like, remember all these things? So we're redoing them. Usually terribly, by the way. Let's point out. But Prometheus, you know, the premise is it's the prequel to all of the Alien movies. But when it gets back to it, of course, the namesake Prometheus itself, but this idea of origins, that you said Interstellar shares, you know, all of these different movies. It's funny that we want to look back into the past, but it's like we're so hard-headed about the idea that it can't be divine, that it needs to be something else. And to me, this is not just like, okay, this is the plot of Prometheus. This really is almost like the plot of a lot of movies. Like, we really want there to be prequels. Frankly, I thought after the Star Wars prequels, we would all have learned our lesson. But here we are, Steve.
Well, I've been on the record as defending those prequels. And that's something I'm ashamed of. But nevertheless, I think the nostalgia thing, that's just human nature. You know, everything was better if you look at it through the rose-colored glasses into the past, and everything was better in your day, and things of your childhood, they're so connected with your life at the time that you naturally want to go back to that. But to the larger point of, yeah, I just think that our society is rudderless and struggling for any way to have transcendence and eternity without God. And so that's why we find ourselves doing these films. But the best of these films, I think, don't just try to avoid God, but at least in part point the way toward God, even in a rudimentary way.
Steve, I know on the broadcast you have, or the podcast, I should say, you've got the bell where you can shut down Tin Man if he starts, for instance, talking about the film Metropolitan. He tries
great,
it every
great episode. Movie.
Yeah.
Great movie, by the way.
If you need to do that right here, let me know. But I feel like you've opened the door. Could you give us a 2-minute apologia as to why episode one should be preserved as a cultural artifact.
You don't have to answer this.
Is my time up?
No, you have plenty of time.
No. I mean, it's a great hate watch. Let's just not underestimate the value of that. I mean, it's pretty funny.
And do you take...
It's good Mystery Science Theater.
Okay, I see. I just introduced my kids to Mystery Science Theater 3000, and they are eating it up. The two proudest moments I have so far as a father, outside of religion and getting them baptized and First Communion and stuff, is that they like Mystery Science Theater 3000, and they're starting to watch WWF. So I've accomplished
Father
something.
Of the Year.
Father of the Year.
And you take.
Let's talk about how WWF fits into Catholic culture.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you take a position on the Star Wars reboots? I mean, Force Awakens, Akiar, or that's a niche?
You know, I mean, I enjoyed watching it in the theater on the second viewing. I think it fits right in that category that Bo's talking about. I mean, it's basically just A New Hope Part 2. I mean, with different names. It's very, very derivative, and I know that's kind of the point of it, and it's really well done, but I can't say that I fell in love with it. I'm interested to see where it goes from here, and I'm also interested in Rogue One, which is coming out any day now. So.
Yeah. No, that's that. Yeah. One thing that I think is funny about this is, if you look to literature, I know you say you don't read books anymore, but I believe at one point you did, Steve. You know, ancient literature, Greek and Roman together, are really about six storylines reconsidered over and over again. And the thing with me about like reboots is, like you said, it's a very human thing to like basically talk about the Trojan War over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. I think what sometimes is missing is I would love for them to just come straight out and say, we're doing like episode four again or whatever it is, but from this director's eye, and it's going to be the same, but completely different. I always point out that if you look at Odysseus, you know, when Homer talks about him in the Odyssey, and when you talk about Sophocles in the Philoctetes, I mean, now I'm really losing people, but bear with me. Those are two completely different characters, even though they're the same. I wish people would just do that. I wish they would just claim it and say, this really is this same character again, but considered from a different glance.
Exactly. You know, it's the difference between somebody doing a great cover version of a song and, you know, making it their own versus just kind of ripping the song off and changing the words. And I think that's exactly right. I think these stories endure because they're so fruitful, and there's nothing wrong with doing another take on it. But I don't like a disingenuous, this is the new thing, and it really isn't.
Steve, I feel like I really truly have you like in the corner of the ring today. So like we just have about a minute and a half left, but real quickly, do you ever get any comments, you know, after Mass or whatever from Catholics about should we be watching these films? Or how do you, I mean, for our listeners, how do you approach kind of the morality of movies today? Or what do you tell people when they ask you those questions?
So there are lots of great sites that will tell you exactly what's going on in a movie. And if you want to know in minute detail, there's one called Kids in Mind. If you Google Kids in Mind, it will tell you every time someone, you know, like a couple kisses, every time someone says a bad word, whatever. And my whole point with the podcast is, you know, I'm not recommending these things content free, and I give a little proviso at every podcast. But, you know, it's up to you and your spiritual director and your Catholic, well-formed Catholic conscience to decide if you're going to watch a movie. But beyond that, you know, I think if you are discerning and you're watching a movie, I want to try to bring out, you know, what's really good, what's the movie trying to say, what's really bad about the movie beyond just the surface level content overview. And no, I haven't gotten those questions yet because I think that, you know, I've kind of cultivated that party line, and I think that people understand it even if they disagree with it. But that's, you know, that's how I really feel, and I feel like that's the only way you can do these things, because on the borderline there's always going to be a disagreement about content, so you have to bring your own conscience and proper discernment to the table.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're going to run into the same problems if you read Shakespeare, but hey, Steve.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, Shakespeare and Chaucer.
Chaucer. That's right. One of my favorites, modern. Miller's Tale. Right. Steve, it's been great. We're actually out of time. One more time, let people know the website if they want to reach you.
Yes, it's CatholicMovieGuy.com, and you know, on there. You'll be able to get on the Facebook page, Twitter, whatever.
Thank you, Morrissey Fine Jewelry, for your support of Dowling Catholic Football as the touchdown sponsor. A family jeweler since 1974, Morrissey Fine Jewelry has been supporting the Catholic community, including Iowa Catholic Radio. Morrissey Fine Jewelry provides in-house repair and a full range of jewelry from watches to rings and specialty items. Located in Valley Junction on 5th Street, MorrisseyFineJewelry.com. That's MorrisseyFineJewelry.com.
Keeping Christ in Christmas this Advent season is a blessing. Hi, this is Tom Bozen, and flowers from Bozens during the Advent season is a great blessing, and the season of giving doesn't end on Christmas Day. They begin. Since 1923, Bozens has been blessed to participate in 94 consecutive seasons of giving in Iowa. For all your special occasions, or just because, 515-244-ROSE or online at Bozen.com. For the 94th year in a row, Merry Christmas from Bozen the Florist.
And now, great moments in church history. The day, December 25th. The place, the manger. The event, the nativity of our Lord.
He might be just a lonely infant, but he's toppling kings and princes. Herod can't tackle him.
Merry Christmas from the Uncommon Good with Bo and Bud Maher.
Well, Bud, truly that is one of the greatest days in church history.
Yeah, you have to be careful about doing a great moments like that because it should almost retire all other great moments.
Right, but no worries. We won't do that.
Yeah, so it was fun talking to my friend Steve from St. Louis. Just, for me, a good conversation around how Christians should think about film and even maybe thinking of it as a way to evangelize others or at least to kick off those conversations.
Yeah, a lot of fun. He's great. We're going to have him back on.
I don't know, though, but we're still in the octave of Christmas and I feel like something's missing.
How about a song, Bud?
All right.
One of those classic hymns.
You have one that you'd be interested in singing?
Oh, yeah. And I can sing it a whole host of ways. So if you get tired of one way, just let me know.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Okay, that's good. But what about Hark the Herald as country style?
Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
We don't lose our entire audience, as Bob Dylan.
Joyful all, ye nations rise, joy the triumph of the skies.
80s hip hop?
In a manger far away in the town of Bethlehem on the little silent night, what God became a man?
Give me some bass.
With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem.
And treble.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
No!
How beautiful. Was that treble or falsetto? Or a little bit of both?
It was maybe soprano.
It's funny. Just listening to you. Didn't we promise our listeners on one of our Advent greetings that we wouldn't sing to them or that we were sparing their ears?
Yeah.
This holiday
season?
So
that might be the last time we can do it. But that was for you guys out there. I know that people have... They've really wondered how we could sound, and I know Bud doesn't like singing, so I just did all five or whatever parts. So.
I think Bob Dylan is my favorite. Had you been practicing that, or is that just...
I think the key to doing a Bob Dylan impression is not to practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've got to let our friend Rob know that you did Bob Dylan on the show today.
Diplomat.
Yeah.
Diplomat.
Well, this has been another great moment. This has been another Uncommon Good with Bo and Bud Maher. Thank you for sticking around and listening to whatever that was that just happened. God bless you. Merry Christmas. I hope that the octave is great for you. And may the Prince of Peace, who is now newly born, reign in our hearts, in our families, in our cities, and in our entire world. Thank you very much, and God bless.
The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner and Dr. Bud Maher is heard Wednesdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Iowa Catholic Radio and on the official Iowa Catholic Radio app.